With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, we are girding up our loins to meet head-on Curtain Up, which is September 14th. You, Mr. Chase, are the honorary chairperson.
I am the honorary chairperson of Curtain Up, yes.
Knowing you, does that get me a better seat somewhere?
Absolutely. I hope that everyone who's ever met me will buy a ticket to the dinner. If they buy them today, there's a substantial discount going on.
Is that for the dinner that goes with it?
And included in that is a ticket to the after party at Shays with food and wine and beer. It's going to be a good time.
It's the official opening of the Buffalo Theater season, and we make a big thing out of it because it is a big thing.
It is a big thing. This is the 31st time that Buffalo has had a Curtain Up celebration, celebrating the wondrous variety, breadth of theater in this community. We're very lucky to have it, and it is a big deal every fall.
You were at the press conference. Anything different this year?
The after party is different. It's a $5 cover, but it includes food and refreshment, so it's a very good deal.
There were some wonderful times years ago when the streets were just packed with people and street performers. There was an energy to it that I really enjoyed.
I've never been at a Curtain Up that was not great fun. Interestingly, the most fun I ever had at a Curtain Up was a night when it actually rained. It made no difference.
Did they drive you into the tent? I mean, the rain drive you into
people
the tent?
People went into the tent, but we ran from place to place. We had a marvelous time, everybody coming down from having seen shows.
That's another thing. If you're going to get tickets for Curtain Up, get them now because they will probably sell out.
And I'm hoping that the dinner will sell out, the dinner on stage and across the balcony at Shays. It should be a luscious and elegant dinner.
One final question. What does an honorary chairperson do?
What I'm doing right now. Encourage people to come and to speak well of the theater community, which I have no difficulty doing in any way. I'm not from Buffalo. And
Don't be so proud of that.
Well, honestly, it's the excellence of the theater here that made me realize that I could live my life in this place. It's a great theater town.
Let's move on to Mommy Queerest. It's ongoing.
It is ongoing. A parody of the film Mommy Dearest about the life of Joan Crawford as a mother.
And that's incongruous. The two don't go together. Joan Crawford and motherhood.
She did it. Five children. She adopted five children. Jimmy Janowski as the great Joan Crawford and Bibi Bulgari as her embittered daughter, Christina. It is a spoof. It is hilarious.
Bring your sense of humor.
The director is Todd Warfield, and he has given it a fabulous visual sense. Wonderful frocks from the late, great Vicky Vogue and video parodies of Mommy Dearest that just are side-splittingly funny.
We'll have to go and see that. A lady maybe 180 degrees out of sync with Mommy Queerest. I'm talking about Cinderella.
There is also a wicked stepmother in that play. They're very similar.
They just don't have the hangers in Cinderella.
Don't have the hangers, no. A fireplace broom. Still obsessed with cleanliness. There's something about adopted parents in these fairy tales. obsession with cleanliness, but that is the musical by Rodgers and Hammerstein. It is up at Art Park, a musical fair production up at Art Park.
Closing is A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. It's one of his most popular plays, and they're putting it on in Delaware Park.
Yes, Shakespeare in Delaware Park, a very sweet production directed by Kyle LoConte, and the fairy king and queen played by Adriano Gatto and Morgan Chard.
You know, I always think that that's a wonderful production for young people because it is takes place between couples that one gets the feeling are around the age of Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, the age when people make all of those mistakes, which they will come to regret later in life.
Best version of Midsummer Night's Dream I ever saw was put on by the theater department at Fredonia.
I've seen many wonderful productions, including the one this year in New York that had B.B. Newworth and Anthony Heald. But you know, the one that resonates in my memory is the film, the Max Reinhardt film.
The Two Young Lovers.
So beautiful. What a beautiful film that was. With Mickey Rooney as Puck.
That's right. Mickey Rooney did play Puck.
He did.
Eurydice is another lady with a different personality entirely, a Greek lady.
Eurydice, this is a reading of the play by Sarah Rule. It is one night only, directed by Victoria Perez at Road Less Traveled Theater. Road Less Traveled will be doing Mercedes Rule's wonderful play, Clean House, later in the season. But for one night, they're reading this play. Eurydice is the one Orpheus loves her so that he wants to bring her back from Hades and arranges to go back and get her. Mercedes Rule tells the story from the point of view of Eurydice herself.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.